This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports on Hezbollah being hit by a wave of exploding pagers with at least 9 dead and thousands injured.
State Department spokesman Matthew Miller.
I can tell you that the U.S. was not involved in it. The U.S. was not aware of this incident in advance, and at this point we're gathering information.
But a U.S. official tells AP Israel briefed the U.S. on the operation on Tuesday after it was concluded. It involved small amounts of explosive inside the pagers. A Hezbollah official told AP they were a new brand that apparently been acquired after the group's leader ordered members in February to stop using cell phones, warning those could be tracked by Israeli intelligence. I'm Ben Thomas.
White House spokesperson Karine Jean-Pierre said Tuesday the U.S. continues to believe that there needs to be a diplomatic solution to the ongoing conflict between Israel and Hezbollah.
This is why the ceasefire negotiation is so important. This is why the hostage deal is so important. This is why the president and his administration has been working around the clock 24 hours to get that done.
Jean-Pierre said the White House believes a deal between Israel and Hamas would reduce tensions between Israel and Hezbollah. The U.S. House is scheduled to vote on Speaker Mike Johnson's proposal that links the funding of the federal government for the new budget year with a mandate that states require proof of citizenship when people register to vote. Johnson pulled the bill from consideration last week and said he would work over the weekend to build consensus for it within the Republican ranks. A new Microsoft threat intelligence report details how Russia-linked actors are now going full throttle on their covert influence efforts over or against Vice President Kamala Harris. The report released Tuesday shows how, after a slow start, groups linked to the Kremlin have redoubled their commitment to swaying U.S. opinion on the election. This is VOA News. Thousands of anti-government demonstrators marching in support of Bolivia's former socialist president, Evo Morales, were clashing with counter-protesters blocking their way, a stark sign of an escalating power struggle in the volatile Andean nation, and his most brazen show of force against the current president, Luis Arce. The former president Morales sent word to his followers to mobilize what he called the March to Save Bolivia, a 190-kilometer trek from a small village to the capital, denouncing the government of his protege-turned-bitter rival. A small town in the midwestern state of Ohio is finding itself at the center of controversy involving fake news about migrants eating residents' pet cats and dogs. VOA Creole traveled there and has this report narrated by Elizabeth Cherniff.
The allegation, posted on social media and amplified by the Republican vice presidential nominee, Ohio Senator J.D. Vance, was repeated in last week's debate by former President Donald Trump, sparking outrage. Haitian migrants in Ohio, like Cleo, deny the allegations.
I saw it on the internet. People talking about all Haitians are misbehaving. But definitely, there is no proof.
One migrant says he was threatened after moving to Springfield from Florida 3 months ago. Now he's thinking about packing up and leaving town. For VOA Creole in Springfield, Ohio, Elizabeth Cherniff, VOA News.
AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports on the harvesting of elephants to feed those starving in southern Africa.
Zimbabwe and Namibia have announced plans to slaughter hundreds of wild elephants and other animals to feed hunger-stricken residents amid severe drought conditions in the southern African countries. Zimbabwe says it will allow the killing of 200 elephants so that their meat can be distributed amongst those in need. In Namibia, the killing of more than 700 wild animals is already underway. At least 100 elephants have died due to drought. Officials say they anticipate that more animals could die of thirst and hunger as the area enters the hottest period of the year. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The phased election for choosing a local government in Indian-controlled Kashmir has opened in the first such vote since the Prime Minister Narendra Modi's government stripped the disputed region of its special status 5 years ago. Authorities deployed thousands of additional police and paramilitary soldiers in the region's 7 southern districts, where more than 2.3 million residents are eligible to cast their votes for 24 lawmakers in Wednesday's first phase of the vote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.